ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौरभक्तवृंद।
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे।
हरे
राम
हरे राम
राम
हरे हरे।
पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19. Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text Number 3. The title of the chapter is The Island of Jambudvipa. So this is like a, this is a prayer by Hanumanji. Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhagavate,
and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Uttama
Slokaya, who is always worshipped with selected verses, Namaha.
Namaha.
My respectful obeisances.
Arya Lakshana Sila Vrtaya.
Who possesses all the good qualities of advanced personalities. Namaha.
My respectful obeisances.
Upasikshita Atmane. Senses are under control. Upasita Lokaya. Who is always remembered and worshipped by all the different classes of living entities. Namaha. My respectful obeisances. Sadhu Vada Nikshanaya. To the Lord, who is like a stone. For examining all good qualities of a sadhu. Namaha. My respectful obeisances. Brahmanya Devaya. Who is worshipped by the most qualified Brahmanas. Mahapurushaya. And to the Supreme Lord. Who is worshipped by the Purusha Supta. Because of being the cause of this material creation. Maharajaya. Unto the Supreme King. Or the King of all Kings. Namaha. My respectful obeisances. Iti. Thus. Translation. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Iti.
Jaya.
Let me please your Lordship by chanting the Bija Mantra, Omkara. I wish to offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who is the best among the most highly elevated personalities. Your Lordship is the reservoir of all good qualities of Aryans, people who are advanced. Your character and behavior are always consistent, and you always control your senses and mind. Acting just like an ordinary human being, you exhibit exemplary character to teach others how to behave. There is a touchstone that can be used to examine the quality of gold, but you are like a touchstone that can verify all good qualities. You are worshipped by the Brahmanas, who are the foremost of all devotees. You, the Supreme Person, are the King of Kings, and therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So this is text number 3, it's no purport, so this is text number 4, I'll read. Yattat visuddhan bhava matram ekam svatejasa dhvashta guna vyavastam pratyak prasantam sudiyopalambanam kiyanam rupam niraham prapadye. So the translation. The Lord, the translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord, whose pure form, Satchitananda Vigraha, is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, can be perceived by pure consciousness. In the Vedanta, he is described as being one without a second. Because of his spiritual potency, he is untouched by the contamination of material nature, and because he is not subjected to material vision, he is known as transcendental. He has no material activities, nor has he any material form or name. Only in pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, can one perceive the transcendental form of the Lord. Let us be firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, and let us offer our respectful obeisances unto those transcendental lotus feet. Quoted by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears in various expansions, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5.39. Rama Dimurtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vatar Akarodhu Aneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramakumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations such as Rama, Nrisimha, and many sub-incarnations as well. But who is the original personality of Godhead known as Krishna and who incarnates personally also? Krishna, who is Vishnu Tattva, has expanded himself in many Vishnu forms, of which Lord Ramachandra is one. We know the Vishnu Tattva is carried by the transcendental bird Garuda and is equipped with different types of weapons in four hands. Therefore, we may doubt whether Lord Ramachandra could be in the same category, since he was carried by Hanuman, not by Garuda, and had neither four hands nor the Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. Consequently, this verse clarifies that Ramachandra is as good as Krishna, Ramadi Murtishu Kala. Although Krishna is the original supreme personality of Godhead, Ramachandra is not different from him. Ramachandra is unaffected by the modes of material nature and therefore he is prasanta, never disturbed by these modes. Unless one is saturated with love for the supreme personality of Godhead, one cannot appreciate the transcendental value of Lord Ramachandra. One cannot see him with material eyes because demons like Ravana have no spiritual vision. They consider Lord Ramachandra an ordinary Kshatriya king. Therefore, Ravana attempted to kidnap Lord Ramachandra's eternal consort, Sita Devi. Actually, however, Ravana could not carry off Sita in her original form. As soon as she was touched by Ravana's hands, she gave him a material form, but she maintained her original form beyond his vision. Therefore, in this verse, Pratyak Prasantam indicate that Lord Ramachandra and his potency, the goddess Sita, keep themselves aloof from the influence of the material energy. In the Upanishad, it is said, Yam evaisha vrunute thena labhyaha. The Supreme Lord Paramatma, the personality of Godhead, can be seen or perceived only by persons who are saturated with devotional service. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5.38, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasataiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primordial Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. Similarly, in the Chandogya Upanishad, it is stated, Yetas Tisho Devata Anena Jeeven. In this verse of Chandogya Upanishad, the word anena is used to distinguish the word atma and paramatma as two separate identities. The word tisra devata indicate that the body of the living entity is made of three material elements, fire, air and water. Although the paramatma enters the heart of the jivatma, who is influenced and designated by a material body, the paramatma has nothing to do with the jivatma's body. Because Paramatma has no material connections, he is described here as Anama Rupam Niraham. The Paramatma has no material identity, whereas the Jivatma does. The Jivatma may introduce himself as an Indian, American, German and so on. But the Paramatma has no such material designations and therefore he has no material name. The Jivatma is different from his name, but the Paramatma is not. His name and he himself are one and the same. This is the meaning of Niraham, which means without material designations. This word cannot be possibly twisted to mean that Paramatma has no ahankara, no I-ness or identity. He has his transcendental identity as the Supreme. That is the explanation by Sri Rajiva Goswami. According to another interpretation given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Niraham means Nirnishayena Aham. Niraham does not mean that Supreme Lord has no identity. Rather, the stress is given by the word Aham proves strongly that he does have his personal identity, because Nir not only means negative but also means strong ascertainment.
So here we are
reading the prayers of the Kim Purusha Loka. Because we have different prayers. Previously we are reading the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj in the, what was the Loka?
Harivarsha
Loka. So here is Kim Purusha Loka. Kim Purusha Loka, Prabhupada explains, is all the Hanumanji and other personalities are there in this loka. They are praying to Lord Ramachandra Murthy. So here, this is the Bija Mantra is mentioned here. Lord, Om Namo Bhagavate Uttama Slokaya Nama Adya Lakshana Sila Vrittaya Nama Upasikshatmana Upasita Lokaya Nama Sadhu Vada Nikshanaya Namo Brahmanya Devaya Mahapurushaya Maharajaya Nama Iti. So this is like a Ramachandra Murthy's various qualities are mentioned here. It says, I wish to offer my respectful obeisances to the personality of God who is best among the most highly elevated personality. It's called Purushottama, Uttama. Purusha, Purusha is a person. And Purusha, Purusha Uttama, Uttama Purusha. This is what Ramachandra Murthy is also called, Uttama Purusha. This is three kinds of Purushottamas are there. Ramachandra Murthy is called Maryada Purushottama. Ramachandra Murthy is Maryada Purushottama. Lord Krishna is called Leela Purushottama. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama. There is three personalities. Lord Maryada Purushottam is like Lord Ramachandra Murthy. He exemplified how the ideal king, how the ideal human being, how he has to behave. So that is all the rules and regulations strictly followed. Nothing, no breaking of the rules, nothing. Everything just to the dot, everything he strictly followed. It's called Maryada Purushottam. Lord Krishna, we all know, he is a Leela Purushottam, because he just broke all the rules. Because he is a supreme Lord. He is like a Krishna is called also, another name for Krishna is like a all the qualities, everything in full. So it's like a Maryada Purushottam is Leela Purushottam. All the transcendental Leelas Lord Krishna performs. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Purushottam. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Purushottam. In that sense, he is a Supreme Lord. There is no difference between Lord Ramachandra Murthy and Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no difference. And his aim was how to give this Krishna prema to everyone. So he called Prema Purushottam. This in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice verse Srila Prabhupada quotes often. This sloka, very nice sloka. I'll just read the sloka. This is 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse number 34. Tyaktva sudushchaya surepsita rajya lakshmim dharmishtadiya vachasaya dhagaramyam maya mridam dhaikepsitam mandavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. So this is like this sloka comes in the 11th canto. The translation goes like this. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to the Brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls. You are always in pursuit of the false. You chase them after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyam Sundar. So this sloka, acharyas are explaining, this sloka is actually talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahapurusha. But acharyas are given, it's like, yes, this is talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's like, if you see, you gave up the association of the goddess of fortune, yes, Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Devi, yeah, and also which is most difficult, renounced and is hankered after the great demigods, being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, he thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. This one Brahmana curse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You all know the pastime where the kirtan was wonderfully happening, and this Brahmana could not gain entrance into that kirtan. So the next day, the Brahmana encountered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the river. So he cursed that you will not have any material enjoyment. This is a, you curse her, it's a benediction, you have to decide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided the other way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very jubilant. When the material world, somebody gets a curse, you know, like you will not have any material progress, you will not have any material fulfillment, then people will be very morose. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got it very, very jubilant. Oh, this is, my purpose is that only. For that purpose only I came here. So then he became very happy. So that is what mentioned here. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went. Tare Dako Tare Kako Krishna Upade. So he just embraced everyone. So that is, that way, he is a Mahapurusha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahapurusha. Also, Acharyas are saying, it's very nice how Acharyas have given so nice explanation. It says here, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained the word Maya Mrigam as follows. Maya means one's so-called wife and children and bank account, which keep one firmly bound in the material bodily concept of life. The word Mrigam indicates Mrigayati, to search out. Thus, Maya Mrigam indicates the conditioned living entity who is always frantically searching for the last, up to the minute, sense gratification in the material bodily concept of society, friendship and love. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always visibly going here and there, searching after the fallen conditioned soul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes embrace the conditioned souls on the pretext of religious friendship or ecstasy. But actually, the Lord was touching the bodies of the conditioned souls to pull them out of the ocean of material existence and hurl them into the ocean of ecstatic love of Godhead. So this is one of the explanations given. And here, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, this verse also describes the incarnation of Lord Krishna himself. This is another explanation given by Jiva Goswami. So he says, and he says here, the word Surekshita Rajya Lakshmi indicates Sri Mathura Sampattin, or the opulence of Mathura. Mathura is described in the Vedic literature as the reservoir of all opulence because of the touch of the Lord's lotus feet in that precinct. But Krishna, although taking birth in the opulent city of Mathura, transferred himself to the forest village of Vrindavan. So that way, he renounced Mathura, came to the forest of Vrindavan. And then, Vasudeva and Devaki, on the order of Vasudeva and Devaki, Arya Vachasa, here Arya Vachasa, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana, here Arya Vachasa is like a Devaki and Vasudeva and Devaki. So then he says, the word Arya Vachasa thus indicates that with great love and requested by Krishna to kindly make some arrangement to avoid Kamsa, Krishna took that order, transferred himself to the forest village of Vrindavan. So this way, this sloka Mahapurusha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mahapurusha, and also Lord Krishna also, obviously Mahapurusha. And then again, Srila Sridhara Swami has explained how this verse also describes the incarnation of Lord Ramakrishna. So this is also, it says, although the Lord is completely independent and detached from anything, he becomes attached to his pure devotee due to the love for him. In the great capital city of Ayodhya, of citizens love Ramachandra more than can be described. In this context, Arya Vachasa means that by the order of his father, Dasaratha Maharaj asked Ramachandra Murthy to go to the forest. Kaikeyi requested the boar. So that way, he was asked. And then, who was just like his guru, Ramachandra gave up everything, went to the forest. Then he exhibited his great affection for Mother Sita and chased after Maya Mrigam, or the illusory deer that had been created by the trick of Ravana. That this golden deer, or especially desired by Srimati Sita Devi, is indicated by the word Daitya Ipsitam. So this is like the three things are there in the same sloka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna and Ramachandra Murthy. So today the topic here, the Kimpurusha Loka residents are praying to Ramachandra Murthy with these different prayers. And this one thing is very, very interesting I found was, your Lordship is reservoir of all good qualities of Aryan people and are advanced. Your character and behavior are always consistent. This is like we see in Ramayana, how Lord Ramachandra Murthy's character and quality is always consistent. There are many examples. Everybody, you have read Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything you have read. So I can think of some examples. If you can, what can you think of? What are all the qualities of Ramachandra Murthy which can say his qualities are always consistent and always like a, in control of his senses and mind? Anybody can think of something, please? Any qualities? I have some qualities in front, but I am want to hear from the devotees also. Anything we can think of? Yeah, this is what we have to. Whole thinking process is for this only, not for any making speculation or anything big research. Because this way, by meditating on the Supreme Lord, the qualities of the Supreme Lord, Nama, Rupa, Guna, everything will be revealed. And I'll start with that. When Maharaj Dasarath asked Ramachandra Murthy to go to forest, in the material world you ask somebody, the next day is a coronation. Next day your coronation. Now today somebody is saying go to the forest, you immediately will be completely bewildered, or you will just immediately have a big fight, or there will be a bloodbath, or whatever can happen. But Ramachandra Murthy said, oh, very good. That is because that is my father has instructed me to do that. He was completely equipoised, completely an equilibrium. He didn't have anything against, oh, my father, you have ditched me or this, nothing. He just completely took it as a, yes, this is my father's mercy. So my father has asked me to do that. He took it up as his big instruction. So that, okay, having done that, he didn't know, okay, then he came to know like that Mother Kaikeyi, all this he knew, he's a Supreme Lord, not that he doesn't know. So then he didn't have any kind of hatred or any kind of animosity towards Kaikeyi or Bharat. He, because it is like as a mother, as a father, and his brother Bharat also, he kept so much equilibrium that he didn't have any animosity towards them. And also, and while going to the forest, he met the cave, the guha, that the guha is it? What guha?
Guha.
Guha. Yeah. So he is from a completely different upbringing. So immediately there also, he completely gave mercy to him. He didn't distinguish, oh, he's a Brahmana, he's a Kshatriya, he's a Vaisya, he's a Sudra, nothing. Immediately he gave his whole mercy to Guha also. And then after that, all these things happened, and then so many places, you know, like when Mother Sita was kidnapped, and then the Jatayu, because, see, he is not distinguishing, he's a human being, he's a bird, he's an animal, it is this or that. No, no distinction. Same, equally giving the mercy to everyone. Jatayu, Jatayu did his best, but he failed. But Prabhupada says in that purport, saying, it is not a question of whether success or failure, that is not our problem. Our problem is we have to do our service. Because Jatayu did his service of protecting Mother Sita. In the whole exercise, he was not successful, no problem. But he got Lord Ramachandra's mercy. So that he got mercy of Ramachandra. And when Hanumanji came in disguise actually. Hanuman didn't come in the Hanuman form. He came as a, what form he came?
Sannyasi
form he came. So, but Ramachandra Murthy immediately could see, he is his eternal servant. And, but even though other people were like thinking like this is maybe some Ravana's tricks or something happening, but Ramachandra Murthy immediately gave him mercy also. And same thing with Vibhishana also. When Vibhishan came and everybody was saying, no, it is Ravana's another version 1 or version 2 of Ravana. No, we should not give him any mercy. But Ramachandra Murthy said, no, even Ravana comes also, I am ready to give mercy. What to talk of this Vibhishan? So these are all the wonderful qualities. There are so many like that. No, this is like only a tip of the iceberg. Yes, Mataji has a quality. Yes.
So he was banished for 14 years.
Yes.
So he made a decision that I will not stay in the palace.
Yes.
And he was consistent with that.
Yes, consistent. Yes.
When he went there, Bharata asked him to come back, he said, I won't come.
Yes.
And also when Sugriva, he won that battle and yes, gave him Kishkindha, he invited the Lord, he said, I won't.
No. Yeah, that's it. See, this is like a, because from start to beginning to end, consistent. Always consistent, always doing things. And so much so, when he came back also, when he came back to Ayodhya, he kept all the citizens very happy. That's why nowadays everybody is talking Ramarajya. Like we had an independence day, everybody will be talking about independence day. But Ramarajya, the Ramarajya is, everybody is aspiring for Ramarajya. But the problem is, not like this is, this type of qualities are there, then that is Ramarajya. Yeah, Ramachandra Murthy had this, all these qualities, looked after the citizens. See, he went and all the, fulfilled all the people's needs and what their requests are, demands are, everything he was fulfilling. So this is so that is why, and that type of Mahapurusha, this is what Ramachandra, this Hanumanji is offering the prayers, saying that, that's why he says, na, you acting just like an ordinary human being, you exhibited exemplary character to teach others how to behave. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also. Where Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Exemplary character, we have to do by that. Yad acharati sreshta. Because sreshta, people, what they do, even though Ramachandra Murthy doesn't have to follow anything, Lord Krishna doesn't have to follow anything, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't have to follow any rules of the, but still they follow, because the world is looking for some kind of role model to follow. The exemplary character. That is Yad acharati sreshta. Tattat eva tarojanaha. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. The loka, the people, they want to follow something. That is when the orders, how they behave, and then the people can take the clue, and then they can follow that in their life also. So that they take an example. So like that, this first sloka is there. And the second sloka is mentioned about the Lord, whose pure form, Sachitananda, is contaminated, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, can be perceived by pure consciousness. So this is the, we can't understand Krishna, or we cannot understand Ramachandra Murthy by the contaminated consciousness. This, in the pastime of Lord Shiva, the Daksha Prajapati, there is a nice prayer where Lord Shiva is saying, I'll just read out that. Lord Shiva is saying, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. In that sloka, the translation is going like this. I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudeva in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudeva, is revealed without any covering. So that is the way, because at Daksha thought, like, I am coming, and then Lord Shiva is not getting up. So he got very offended. But Mother Parvati was, Lord Shiva is explaining to Mother Parvati, I am always in meditation of Lord Vasudeva. Because I am always offering obeisances to the Lord, situated as a Paramatma in everyone's heart. So that way, is already obeisances have been performed. So there is no need to separately get up. So Lord Shiva is saying, so that is why this consciousness is very important. This is the consciousness, pure consciousness. Because in the material world, we have three gunas are there. Sattva guna, Rajo guna, Tamo guna. But for practical purposes, we say, okay, come to the Sattva guna. Sattva guna is better than the guna. Rajo guna, Tamo guna, they are a little bit inferior. But you come to Sattva guna. Sattva guna is also not that good actually. Even though it is good, but not that good actually. Because why? Because Sattva guna is also binding. Srila Prabhupada gives an example, like whether it's like you have a iron chain or gold, this thing, silver chain or golden chain. Chain is a chain because we are still bound. Even though it is, but ideally from sattva guna, we have to get into the suddha sattva. So this is what the Lord Shiva is explaining here. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears in various expansions. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. This is like Ramachandra Murti, Narsingadev, Vamanadev, Varahadev, they are all in that category. They are all in the Supreme Lord category. But depending on the pastime, depending on the activities they perform, they exhibit whatever is needed. See, it's not that, okay, Ramachandra Murti is inferior, Varahadev is inferior, Vamanadev is inferior. No, they are also Supreme Lord only. But in that pastime, whatever is needed, that activity is they perform. But Krishna is Sampurna Bhagavan. Krishna is Sampurna Bhagavan. He performed all the things, all the activity, all the rasas, everything got fulfilled in Krishna's pastime. So, it says here, Prabhupada writes here, I worship the Supreme Personality of God as Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations such as Rama, Narsinga, and many sub-incarnations as well. And Krishna is also, Krishna who is Vishnu Tattva, has expanded himself in many Vishnu forms, of which Lord Ramachandra is one. So this is like a Ramachandra Murti is also one of the form of Vishnu Tattva. And then he says here, his small question is arise here. We know that Vishnu Tattva is carried by the transcendental bird Garuda and is equipped with different types of weapons, Shankh, Chakra, Kada, Padma. But here, Hanumanji carried Ramachandra Murti. So there is no distinction. So we don't have to think like Ramachandra Murti is like, why he is not carrying by Garuda. But this particular pastime, this particular leela, this particular way it is happening. So we don't have to think it's like a. So normally the question is, you know, like there are, especially in South India, we have a lot of Rama Bhaktas. Not only South India, everywhere. But sometimes, you know, when this question always comes, you know, when we chant, this always they ask this question. You know, when you chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. So then this is a very simple question, but they always ask why Rama is coming first, why Krishna is coming next. So this question is, once you chant the first mala, everything becomes same. Whether you, where you start, that Rama is first, Krishna is, this is not a question. So we don't have to worry about it. So, and Prabhupada also in many places referred like Krishna is there. Rama sometimes refers to Balaram also. Rama sometimes refers to Sri Ramachandra Murti also. So there is no difference. So whether you refer to Ramachandra Murti, according to whatever mood we have, according to, see Hanumanji is always in the meditation of Ramachandra Murti. See like Hanumanji comes in Chaitanya Leela. Who is Hanumanji? Murari Gupta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Murari Gupta, from tomorrow onwards you meditate on Krishna. But whole night Murari Gupta could not sleep. He was weeping, saying that I am not able to fulfill your this thing. But then they said, no, you are eternally, you are servant of Ramachandra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is checking and tricking. Like that. So that's why, no problem. Because if somebody is thinking about Rama, somebody is thinking about Krishna, somebody is thinking Narsingadeva, it's okay. But depending on whatever, like you have Ishta Deva, Vishnu Tattva, not like anyone and everyone, but within that Vishnu Tattva, Ramachandra Murti, Varahadev, or Vamanadev, or Ramachandra, all these things are Narsingadeva, no problem. We can think about it. So, here, Prabhupada continues in the purport. We know that Vishnu Tattva, where one may doubt that whether Lord Ramachandra could be in the same category, since he was carried by Hanuman, not by Garuda, and had neither four hands or Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Consequently, this verse clarifies that Ramachandra is as good as Krishna, Ramadi Murtishu Kala. Although Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramachandra is not different from him. Ramachandra is unaffected by the modes of material nature and therefore he is called Prashanta, never disturbed by those modes. That is because you are never disturbed by those modes, that is why he could be consistent. One may ask this question, then why he was, when Mother Sita was kidnapped, then why he was running around and trying to locate Sita? And so Ramachandra, Prabhupada explains, if Ramachandra Murti wanted, he can produce millions of Sitas, no problem. But his mission is to teach people like what is the Maryada Purushottam, because he has to teach. So even for that one Sita, the whole Ravan family, everybody got punished. Okay, that is so this is not like a, and that also that type of thing is not like a material lamentation when the husband loses his wife or something like the material world when they lament. It's not like that. You see, the very completely it is a spiritual understanding, viraha. This is like a, so that is not like a problem. That is why it says from a material mission, we may not be able to understand Lord Ramachandra Murti's pastimes like that. That Prabhupada says here, is Ramachandra is unaffected by the modes of material nature and therefore he is prasanta, never disturbed by those modes. Unless one is saturated with love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot appreciate the transcendental value of Lord Ramachandra. One cannot see him with material eyes. So then we may not be able to appreciate. We may think it's like a normal material world. Husband is hankering for a wife, and wife is hankering for the husband. No, it is nothing to do with that actually. It's completely transcendental. The same Lord was hankering so much, when the situation came, he completely gave up also. So that is the Lord's attachment and detachment also is there. So then here Prabhupada says, and then Mother Sita, Ravana could not touch Mother Sita, only the Maya Sita, he took only the Maya Sita. We all know the past time when Ramachandra Murthy, when all the demons were killed. So the Agni Pariksha, was done. So when the Agni Pariksha, so then that's the time, like when the Maya Sita entered the fire, then the real Sita came out of that fire. So that is, so this is like the demons, even though Ravana is kidnapped Sita, he kidnapped only Maya Sita. She could not do anything, Mother Sita, he can't touch her. So as soon as she was, okay, let's say again, Prabhupada says that. Therefore, in this verse, the word Pratya Prasantam indicates that Lord Ramachandra and his potency, the goddess Sita, keep themselves aloof from the influence of the material energy. In the Upanishad, it is said, Yam Evaisha Vrunute Tena Labhya. The Supreme Lord, Paramatma, the personality of Godhead, can be seen or perceived only by persons who are saturated with devotional service. Prabhupada quotes this verse from Brahma Samhita. Prema Anjana. This is like when you have the Prema Anjana. Okay, when Prema Anjana means the love of the ointment. The ointment. When you have the anointed with the love, then you will be able to see Krishna. Otherwise, it's very difficult to see Krishna. That's why, same way, there is a verse in the Goswami say, Atas Sri Krishna Namati Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai Seva Mukhi Jivato Swayam Eva Spratya. Atas Sri Krishna Namati. This is like we can't, Atas Sri Krishna Namati Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai. Because the senses are so blunt, we may not be able to appreciate Krishna. But how we can appreciate Seva Mukhi Jivato? By doing Seva, by doing service, then Krishna reveals it. Krishna reveals. The same way, Lord can be understood by the revelation process. Not just like a demanding, oh, I want to see God. Now God come and stand before me. No, doesn't work like that. We have to act in such a way. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, don't be very hesitant, like always, okay, hasty. I want to see God. No, we are not interested in seeing God. We want to work for God. We want to do service for God. God would like to see me. God would like to go, oh, okay, here this one person is engaged, let me go and let me see him. So that is easier. If the God wants to see you, it's only one fraction of a second he can see you. But you want to see God, you have to perform all the rules and regulations, all the tapasya. It's very difficult. And Prabhupada says in the purport, continuing the purport, I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by devotees whose eyes are anointed with pulp of love. Pulp of love. And love is there. They can see Krishna everywhere. So this is the Mahabhagavat. Wherever he goes, he sees Krishna only. He doesn't see Krishna, other than Krishna, nothing. Sthavara, Jangama, whatever he sees only Krishna everywhere. So he can't distinguish between, oh, this is that. He sees everybody is in Krishna. He thinks, Mahabhagavat thinks, everybody is engaged in the service of Krishna. There is no need to preach also. He is in such a state, he can't preach. That state he can't preach. So the Mahabhagavat devotee, the first class devotee, has to come to the next stage, second class devotee. There only he can distinguish, oh, this is the person is favorable, this person is inimical, this person is friendly. Then he accordingly gives his mercy to him. So Prabhupada quotes some of the verses from Chandogya Upanishad, and here the whole discussion goes into the Paramatma and the Jivatma. So he says here the Paramatma enters the heart of Jivatma. Although the Paramatma enters the heart of the Jivatma, who is influenced and designated by a material body, the Paramatma has nothing to do with the Jivatma's body. Prabhupada explains in the two birds, the green tree, like that. One bird is eating the fruit, other bird is just witnessing. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained, Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bhakta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. Puja is Upadrashta. Upadrashta is sitting beside, and Drishta is seeing. Upadrashta, Anumanta, he is a permitter. If Krishna doesn't permit, I'm lifting the hand as if I'm big this thing. But for the hand to be lifted, Krishna has to give permission. Then only I can, otherwise I can, that's it. Nothing will happen. Hand will not come up. Upadrishta Anumanta Bhakta Bhokta Maheshwara. So Paramatmeti Shati Yukto Deheshvi Purusha Para. So this is the Purusha is like a Paramatma. It is mentioned there. And also, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the Purushottama Yoga, that verses where it says, at a later stage, it says, Uttama Purushaswanya Paramatmeti Udhakruta Yoloka Trayam Avishya Vibhati Avyaya Ishwaraha. Besides these two, there is a greatest living entity, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. So this is the Paramatma feature of the Lord. So that is, Srila Prabhupada mentions here, the Paramatma has no material identity, whereas the Jivatma does. Paramatma is not a, when we say our body, Indian body, American body, Australian body, but Paramatma, there is no distinction. God is situated as a Paramatma in all the living entities, even the dog, the pig, and the cat, and the, everywhere is situated. That is why he says, Pandita Samadarshina. Pandita is not like a Vidyavane, Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavida. He sees only the external body, he does not see. He sees that Paramatma is situated in all the hearts of all the living entities. So he is the Paramatma. So he is Samadarshi. Why he is Samadarshi? Not that he is blind, he sees everything equally. Not like that. Because he could see the Paramatma situated in everyone's heart. That he calls Samadarshi. And he said here, this is the meaning of Niraham. His name and he himself are one and the same. Lord, Lord's name, Lord's form, Lord's pastime, Lord's paraphernalia, they are one and the same. There is no difference. This is like a, what is this sloka? It's a Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. It's all same. Not Atasri Krishna. There is one sloka there, I think. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Yes, that's what. Yes, it's same. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Everything will come. When you say Nama, then the Rupa will manifest. The Rupa, Guna, and then Guna, Leela. Everything will automatically manifest. So that is, so here Paramatma is like, it's sometimes the Vedic scriptures have this Arupam, Arupam. This is like arupam means, not like arupam. There is no arupam, does not mean that there is no rupam. This arupam, material form. Lord is called nirguna. There is one form, one name of the Lord is nirguna. That means the God does not have any guna. No, God does not have any mundane qualities or material qualities. So the way we have to understand, when you say arupam, no material form. When you say nirguna, no material qualities. But there is a transcendental quality, transcendental form. That is what is mentioned here. So, according to, so this is like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this way, and also Jiva Goswami also explained, Niraham does not mean that Supreme Lord has no identity. Actually, we have identity. We have our limited identity. Our identity, real identity is Jivara Swarupa Krishnara Nitya Das. That is our real identity. But forgetting that real identity, we just pick up different identities. I am this, I am that, I am husband, I am wife, I am six, I am this. This identity, this is a temporary designation. That is why the process of devotional service is called, there is one definition of devotional service, sarvopadi jinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktir uttam. Sarva upadi. Sarva upadi means all this upadi. These are upadi only. When I consider myself this, then I am man, I am woman, I am brahmana, I am kshatriya, all these things, different upadis are there. Sarvopadi vinurmuktam. When we give up all the upadi, tat paratvena nirmanam, then you get purified. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. When we engage our senses in the service of master of the senses, then that becomes real bhakti. This is the definition of bhakti given in the sastra. I think Narada Bhakti Sutra, somewhere it is mentioned like that. So this is, so we have to identify, yes, we are not this body, and there is another person also, that is Paramatma. He is satisfied, in the 13th chapter we will find, yes, he is the Paramatma. He is the knower of all the bodies. He is supreme knower. I am an individual knower, and Paramatma is the supreme knower. He knows the pains and pleasures of everybody. Every body also, he knows that. But for us, we know only what is happening. That also we don't know actually. Sometimes what is happening within our body also we don't know. There is our limitation. But Paramatma, he knows what is happening within everybody. Every body he knows. So that is, so this way, this different prayers are offered by Hanumanji. Hanumanji being he is a great devotee of the Lord, always in the meditation of Lord Ramachandra. Especially in South India, whenever there is a Ramakatha is happening, they will put one seat actually, one asana. They will keep one asana there. Meaning, whenever the Ramakatha or Raghunatha Kirtan is happening, Hanumanji is also present actually. Hanumanji is present. Like Krishna says, Naham Tishtami Vaikunde, Na Yogi Nam Hridayeshwa, Tatra Tishtami Narada, Yatra Ghayanti Madhbhakta. I am situated in the place, I am not in Vaikunda, I am not in the heart of a yogis. Then people will wonder, where is Krishna? Where is God? So he is situated, Tatra Tishtami Narada, Yatra Ghayanti Madhbhakta. Where my devotees are glorifying, I am situated in that place. The same way Hanumanji also. Wherever there is a Hanuman, the Ramchandra Murthy's glorification is there, automatically Hanuman is present there. There is always put one small asana so that Hanumanji is like a. We may not be able to see Hanumanji, but we can understand from the Shastra, from the scriptures here. Wherever there is a Hanuman, Ramchandra Murthy's glorification there, Kirtan there, Hanumanji is Sakshat present there. So these qualities are very important. So we have to meditate on, like we have, Srila Prabhupada has given everything for us actually. This is Ramchandra Murthy's glories are there, and we have a Mahapurusha, all the three personalities are there. That picture, that's a very, very nice to meditate on that picture, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very big scholar, it's like Brahaspati, so a big scholar, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu convinced him, and because Gopinath Acharya was very, very, brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Gopinath Acharya was always thinking, oh, this man is always into the speculative process. Then he will pick up this devotional process. He was always meditating. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and then showed this form of Sadbhuj form. The Sadbhuj form is nothing but where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also there, Kamandalu and Danda is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramchandra Murthy is also bow and arrow, and Krishna is also there, the fruit and the stick, that form is there. So that is what all the things are kind of representing in that. In that verse, the way which I read, Tekva Sudeshita Rajya Lakshmi, Prabhupada writes in that, Prabhupada disciples write in that end, it says, corroborating the explanation of this verse, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also worship him in his six-armed Sadbhuj. Two forms carry the water pot and danda of the sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two arms carry the fruit of Lord Krishna, and two arms carry the bow and arrow of Sri Ramachandra. The Sadbhuj form is actual purport of this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments, any points which you missed, please let me know. Hare Krishna.
There is a last time there, Lord Ram and Lakshman would be sitting on a rock or something, and Ram's sister would come towards them. The shadow come close to thing. Rama gets up from there. Have you heard about that?
Ravana's sister, she
was coming to ask him something.
Oh.
And then Ravana, when he knows that, suddenly we go, no, Lakshmana asked him, like, how you know that she is coming, but he found that shadow coming close to her. So he doesn't want the woman to give anyone the shadow.
Yeah. Because he was Ekapatni Vrata. Is one of the qualities, you know, like all the Ekapatni Vrata. So he didn't want to entertain any other this thing. That's why, you know, like all the, in that pastime also, that's what, you know, all the sages of Dandakaranya. Dandakaranya and Ramchandra Murthy's beauty, they all wanted to have different play. So Ramchandra Murthy smiled, because this leela is a different leela, Maryada Purushottam and this Ekapatni Vrata. So then Krishna came, when he came as Krishna, then all the gopis and all everybody came, and we had so much of other leela. So it's not, that is why see, if we have this understanding by reading Prabhupada's books, then we will not have any confusion. We will have great respect for Ramachandramurthy, we will have great respect for Lord Krishna, and we will have great respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So that's why there is no contradiction, not that we are again. Sometimes people say, you are not talking about Ramachandramurthy. We are all talking about Ramachandramurthy. Depending on where you read, every day we are talking about Ramachandramurthy, every day, because we are chanting Rama's name. So that way, our mind should be very clear by Prabhupada's teachings. Prabhupada is saying very clearly, yes, it represents Ramachandramurthy also. Yes, very clearly, there is no difference. But it's depending on the mood. If you ask Hanumanji to worship somebody else, he may not worship because he has a natural affection, natural inclination towards Ram. So the same way somebody is Prahlad Maharaj, maybe Prahlad Maharaj is always Ishta Devata is Rishikade. So that way, and the same depending on like that. So that is okay. That is nothing considered like that. But according to their mood, they worship them. So still it is a very bona fide, it is a correct process. But somebody may be worshipping Krishna, even in Krishna, somebody worshipping Krishna in Vaikuntha or Vishnu Tattva. Somebody may not be interested in worshipping that all reverence. Somebody may be in Vatsalya, somebody in Madhurya, somebody in Sakya. That is all there. So that rasas may be there, that's not a problem. But we have to have the principles very clear, understanding should be there, not to find fault with the other people who are not doing this or something. Prabhupada's teachings will help us. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.